Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome in now, Jim Szoke, Panthers Radio Network color analyst. And Jim, as I started looking at the numbers, first off, thanks for the time. And as I start looking at the numbers and crunching them, man, Christian McCaffrey accounts for 45% of the Panthers' offensive production. That's insane to me.
It is. I mean, he first of all, he can do it all, and he's their best player on offense. So they try to get the ball in his hands as much as possible, and he's having one of those special seasons. You know, a lot of folks wonder, you know, how many years can you do that? How long of a career can you have that? But I guess when you're fighting for your postseason lives, you just kind of keep riding that horse right now.
Jim, what do you make of the comments from David Tepper, the owner of the Panthers? I won't stand by mediocrity. Something to that effect.
Yeah, long-term mediocrity. And, you know, this is a franchise. We're in our 25th year now. We've never had back-to-back winning seasons. And, you know, in his world, that's just not good enough. And so he inherited the team last year and went through 7-9, started out 6-2, and then watched them finish 7-9. And here they sit 5-5. And, you know, this is, at age 62 or so, this is his first time being a majority owner in the league, obviously. And, you know, he's used to success. So, he realizes it's not easy. Doesn't just, you know, snap a finger and it happens. But he would rather, if it meant taking a short ride into not being as good, to get things in place the way he thinks they should be, to get it right for sustained success, coming from Pittsburgh, where they're one of those few organizations that seem to year in and out be a contender, be a winning team. That's what he expects out of this franchise.
Now, you know, Jim, I'm looking at the expectation with the owner along the lines of what Christian was saying, but a familiar player playing in the highest level within the organization, tight end Greg Olsen. He kind of described what occurred against Atlanta as a comedy of terrible football. You witnessed that, or was it that bad?
Yeah, Bobby, it was the worst game we had this year. I say that because, you know, we gave up 51 or whatever at San Francisco a month ago. But, you know, the Niners at that time were undefeated. It was on their field. They were a buzzsaw. You know, Atlanta came in off the win against you guys, which is impressive on its own. But it was, to this point, a one-off in a year in which they were 2-7 coming to our place last week. And again, you know, maybe Atlanta's going to get hot now and get on a streak, and then we're going to see an entirely different Atlanta team. We've seen teams get hot, and that happens. But to lose 29-3 at home to a last place team when you think you're a playoff team, it's just unacceptable. So I think it was widespread. I mean, it was really nothing good came out of that game. Special teams gave up a touchdown on a punt return. Big step back by Kyle Allen, 4 interceptions in that game. Offensive line didn't block for him. Defense finally stopped the run, which has been a problem for like the last month. But Matt Ryan pretty much had what he wanted in the passing game last week. So it's different when you just say, okay, we got gashed on a big play here or there. There's this one category we need to clean up. It was so widespread,
right?
And to lose 29-3 at home, that was embarrassing.
Jim, how safe is Ron Rivera, both internally and what do the fans think?
I think these last six games will determine a lot of people's fates. So, you know, again, that 500 record is, you know, a lot of that's been the last 9 years. We had the Super Bowl run of 15-1 in 2015 for the regular season. But I think you start looking at everything. So you can name positions of players. You can name front office.
Cam Newton.
Staffs, yeah. All that. Yeah, all that. Yeah, that's to be determined, too. I mean, he's not healthy. They haven't determined yet if he needs surgery or not. He's got one more year left on his deal here. Does he need surgery or not? That's yet to be determined, so they haven't figured that out yet either.
Lots to come in Charlotte, that's for sure, it sounds like. The Panthers come to town.
It's funny. We're 5-5, but it feels worse because you lose 3 out of 4. And it's the way they're doing it, getting blown out by San Fran, getting blown out by Atlanta. It makes it worse than just 5-5.
Jim, they have had success getting after the passer this year. What's been the reason?
Well, number one in sacks, yeah.
Yeah, and they that was really one of the goals in the offseason, you know, drafting Brian Burns out of Florida State, you know, bringing in Bruce Irvin and Gerald McCoy. And so problem fixed, right? They got after the quarterback this year, but their run average, I think, is the worst it was last week anyway, worst in the league, 5.2 yards per carry. So we're getting aggressive at getting after C quarterback, hit quarterback, but they were getting gashed in the run game this year. So, again, overall, pick your poison. You've got to be sound defensively in all ways and not just in one category of it.
Jim, have they struggled getting off the field on third down as well?
Yeah, that's been an issue. It has been for this defense, and it has been for the offense a little bit too. And those, you know, the offensive ones have been, you know, a lot of them are down in distance. But for the defense, yeah, you expect to get off the field on third down. And I think Atlanta was 6 out of 14 last week. So anytime you're up around giving up 50% or so, that's never good in this league.
Jim Zoki, Panthers Radio Network color analyst. Have a good call on Sunday, all right?
All right, Christian and Bobby, thank you.
All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.